Good morning, and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And this morning I'm coming to you from the patio here at church at one of our outdoor tables where sometimes we enjoy a meal together or a donut after worship or something. But and it got me thinking about where we eat and where, when I'm making a decision of where to go out to eat, which always seems to be a challenge when we say, well, where should we go? What should we have? I think of the places I'm familiar with, the places I've been to before, or the places I've heard about and been invited to. I bring all that up because this last Sunday we had Sunday Fun Day here, a community gathering at the park. And for the second year in a row, I bought lunch at the same food truck, and I had a delicious meal. And this year, I remembered having that meal last year from the food truck. And this year, I discovered something that I feel like maybe had been hidden from me. Well, I didn't realize, and this restaurant that's associated with this food truck is actually quite near the church. Yet nobody told me. I didn't know where it was. I didn't realize it was so close. I didn't realize I could have gone to that restaurant for lunch any day of the last over 6 years that I've been here. I didn't realize, nobody told me, nobody invited me or told me about that restaurant. Well, when we were at the park for Sunday Fun Day, one of the things we were trying to do was to tell people about the church, to invite them to come so that they couldn't say that nobody told them, they didn't realize. Because the reality is we are most likely to go to a place, whether it's for a meal or worship or a donut or coffee, to a place that somebody has recommended, that somebody has already been and told us about, that somebody has invited us to go there with them. Sure, we can do searches on the internet for houses of worship in this area or a great place for lunch in this area, and we come up with a list, and we know that through website maximization that, you know, those who paid the most money are going to have their ads at the top of the list, and it may not actually be the best place. And there's all sorts of ways that we, at algorithms and artificial intelligence, I don't understand how it works, that we'll try and direct us towards a certain place. But if somebody you trust, not Siri, has told you about a place to go to eat, to worship, to get your car worked on, you're much more likely to go to that place. And it actually might open your eyes up to the reality that that place exists. There are plenty of people, when we were telling them about Ascension, who said, oh, I didn't realize there was a church in that neighborhood, or I didn't realize that that was a Lutheran church, or I didn't realize, or and quite simply, they didn't realize because nobody had told them. And so I think that's incumbent upon us, not just here at Ascension, but anybody who's a part of a worshiping community, anybody who's a part of a business where referrals are important, that we share, that we tell people about the places that are important to us, the experiences that we've had, and invite folks to experience those things with us. In this instance, in the particular, it's worship. That we'd invite people to come to worship with us, wherever it is you happen to worship. Because maybe somebody didn't realize how close it was to them, or how nearby it was, or how good it was, or what the music was like, or the sermons, or the food. I plan to go to that restaurant. I just found out about its location on Sunday. I plan to be there soon, and maybe offline. If you ask me about it, I'll tell you where it is, and maybe we can even go together. But for now, enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, and I look forward to seeing you again sometime around the church or maybe out to lunch. Take care.